So this woman's story is amazing. She was a client of mine, and she's absolutely fantastic and really brings us through her testimony of being totally in the dark about her fertility and not really having any answers, not really having any hope for what to do next, to being completely empowered and basically shouting on the rooftops about fertility and cervical mucus and her body and all these things. And so this testimony, this interview today is awesome. You guys are in for a treat with one of my past clients, Caitlin, and just hearing her story. So be blessed by it. Before we get into it, I just want to ask, if you think your hormones are off and you've got a little question mark on there or a big question mark, I want you to scroll down in the show notes and take the free hormone quiz. So the hormone quiz is super fun. It'll ask you questions about your period. It'll ask you how old you are. And I title the period Amp Flow. So it's kind of entertaining and fun about asking questions about Amp Flow and who is Amp Flow to you and all of that. So, and honestly, that like your period alone tells us so much information about your hormones. So scroll on down and take that quiz and see if you have any arrows pointing towards certain hormone imbalance. And yeah, feel free to reach out if you have any questions. But without further ado, let's get into today's amazing interview with Caitlin. Hey, sister. Welcome to For the Love of Hormones podcast. Do you have a desire to get pregnant in God's design and be free from the pressure of going straight to IUI or IVF? Hey, I'm Becca. While I was blessed with two children, I then suffered from three miscarriages. I too felt emotionally wrecked anytime I was around a pregnant friend. I wanted to understand God's design for my body and how to care for it naturally, but I just kept telling myself that it was too complicated and I needed to be content with my circumstances. Until I found the answer, hormone health and tracking. In this podcast, you will find answers to all of your period, ovulation, and cycle questions so that you will be able to find the path for getting pregnant in God's design. So sister, for the love of hormones, put that pregnancy test stick down and grab your Bible, matcha green tea, and a journal because it's time for a Come to Jesus and Hormones meeting. Okay, so we have a super duper special guest today. This person's name is Caitlin, and she is one of my previous clients, and she's fantastic. So I'm just sitting here with a giant smile on my face because I love Caitlin. So,
Welcome
to the show, Caitlin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yay, you're so awesome. Like it's hard just like talking about this and for you to be willing to, you know, kind of share your testimony on a public podcast is pretty awesome and amazing. And so I just thank you for your boldness and just for being willing to be here and share your story because it's going to really resonate with a lot of people.
Of course. Yeah, I really felt God just placing it on my heart lately that there's so many women out there who are going through similar situations, and it always encourages me to hear their stories. And so this is like the perfect opportunity for me to share my story and hopefully be an encouragement to other women out there who are going through the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, you're awesome. I love your faith and I love your obedience to the Lord and being a spokesperson for him.
That's Thank awesome. You.
So tell us about yourself. Tell us about your family, what you do and all that.
So I work at Costco. I am an optician. So that basically means that I help people order glasses and contacts. I've been married for about a year and a half. It'll be 2 years in June to my lovely husband, Joshua. I come from a huge family. There's 8 kids in my family. I was homeschooled. I'm not an awkward homeschooler, I promise. There are normal ones of us out there.
That's awesome.
But yeah.
That's so cool. Okay, I did not know you came from a family of 8 kids. That's cool.
Yeah.
Where are you in the line of
6?
You're number 6. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. just like a curious question, you know, we're praying for healing for you and, you know, the good outcome of being pregnant and all that. If you could have a certain number of kids, how many kids would you want to have after having grown up in a family of 8 kiddos?
You know, I loved growing up in a huge family. It's like, I always like to say it's like having built-in best friends, especially because 5 of us are girls. And so I'm just I love my sisters. Obviously, I love my brothers too, but it's like I just have that closeness with my sisters. And so I want that for my kids. And growing up, I was like, I want six kids. And now that I'm like, I'm 29 now, I'm like, I don't know if I can have six kids. I'm like, I really just want like 2 to 4. I want an even amount so that nobody's left out. that's like my weird request. But obviously I am fine with whatever the Lord blesses us with.
Right. Absolutely. That's cool. I just love hearing that perspective from someone who's been in it and everything. That's really awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you said something else. You were homeschooled. That's super cool. Yeah. I also was homeschooled. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah. I don't think I've ever shared that on here, but
that's awesome. That was great.
Yeah. I was like an entrepreneur since like 12 years old. So
I could not recommend it more. My husband grew up in the public school system and face a lot of bullying and trials and adversity through that, which, you know, it made him who he is, but there was a lot of stuff that was just really hard for kids to go through. So I'm like, I didn't have to go through any of that. So
yeah,
I mean, it was great. I loved it.
Blessed is what I say.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's kind of get into where were you at? What were you struggling with before you started working with me? Just tell us like, what was your life like and all that?
Yeah. So I, really my fertility, story starts way back, probably 7 or 8 years ago. I was having issues with my blood sugar. It took 3 doctors to figure that out, which is a whole nother story. But once we finally got it figured out, they put me on metformin, and then I was on metformin for a while, which looking back on now, I'm like, oh, that's also a medication that they use for PCOS, which, you know, spoiler alert, they found out I had later. After I went on the metformin, I was on that off and on for a couple of years. It was giving me a lot of gut issues. I slowly weaned myself off that. I had pretty consistent regular periods, and then it got to a point where I was having some irregularity, but not a ton. And then I was like, all right, maybe I should go see like an OBGYN. And I met with her and she's like, oh, well, you, based on some family history, you might have PCOS, you might not. It's not really worth figuring it out right now because you're not actively trying to conceive. So we're just going to put you on the pill because it'll fix a lot of issues. she's like, it'll regulate your hormones and your cycle, and, you know, it'll also help with your blood sugar. And so, you know, none of that is, you know, actually what it does, but it did actually help with my blood sugar because it was kind of suppressing a lot of the hormones that are tied to it. It's really weird how PCOS ties in with blood sugar. It's kind of difficult to understand. I've tried learning about it. It's really like tangled web, but, so I was on the pill for 3 years and then I got married. I went off the pill about six months-ish after we got married. So it was like October of 22. And then we started actively trying to conceive in February of 23. Yeah. And it just wasn't working. Then in April, my cycle started to get really irregular. And by irregular, I mean, they just stopped. So it was like a couple of months into that I met you at Costco and started my journey from there. But it's been a whirlwind of trying to figure out my body and figure out what's actually going on and get to the root of the symptoms instead of just masking it with, synthetic hormones.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been through the gamut, you've been through the doctors, and it can be like, that's just frustrating. And it's like, honestly frustrating how common your story is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's such a common kind of theme, you know, like I'm having some issues. So you go like, oh, you're not married. Like, well, get on birth control. Or you're married. Like, get on birth control. You don't want kids yet. Like, this will fix everything. Like, anytime anyone says like, this one thing will fix all of your problems, like have a question mark on it, you know?
Yeah. That's a little bit of a red flag for sure.
Yeah. So anyways, okay. So yeah, we met at Costco. That was so cool and crazy. So, you might not know this, and a lot of you listening might not know this, but I actually like hate talking to people. It depends on where I'm at in my cycle. I will tell you that. If I'm in my follicular and ovulatory phase, like I'm like a go-getter. But if not, I'm like, I just don't want to talk to you right now ever about anything. And so I was getting I'm like wearing my glasses right now that you helped me with. But thank you, by the way. We were having a lot of issues. Anyways, I just felt like the Lord said, you need to give her your business card. You need to talk to her. I was like, oh, I just don't want to talk. Okay. That's fine, God. Fine. Sure. And so, you know, we finished my transaction thing. I pull out my business card. I'm like, oh Lord. And so I hand this to her. I'm like, you know, I think you should have this. I help people like with getting pregnant and all of that. And like, I think you almost started crying.
I did. And, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, okay, this is why I need to be obedient sometimes. Well, you know, not sometimes, all the time, but, you know, talk to people when I don't want to talk to people. But that was really, really cool. And it was like a few weeks later, you reached out to me and we got to working together. So,
yeah.
So tell me like, yeah, go ahead.
That was definitely like an answered prayer. Like, I don't know if you know that, but I was like, you know, having 3 months plus of not having a period, I was really concerned and it was really frustrating. And I was like, I don't want to jump back into the pool of going to see doctors because I know that they're not going to give me the answers that I want. And I just want to figure out a way to like care for my body naturally and figure out what's going on with it. So I'm sitting there like in my car, my drive, my 30-minute drive to work. I'm like, God, I don't know what needs to happen, but I just need something or someone to like bump into my life and show me how to do this your way. And so I was just in a very vulnerable place. And then Becca walks in and she's like, hey, I don't know if this is like something you're interested in. And then you gave me your card. And I just had this feeling like it was like God saying to me like, hey, this is it. This is what you've been praying for. And so it was just I get this like overwhelming emotions. And then I'm like sitting there like, don't cry. I just met this lady. Like, don't cry. And so I'm sitting there like, shaking. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Oh my land. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Our God is awesome, isn't he? He's so good.
100% for sure. Yeah.
That is so cool.
Makes me emotional thinking about it.
I know. What did you feel like your options were, like that you had, like before I walked in? What did you feel like your options were?
So I didn't really feel like I had any options besides going back to an OBGYN. And I actually had made an appointment with a new doctor who I don't have anything bad to say about her. She's just very much in the traditional medicine world. But her appointments were like 6 months out. And so it's like, I was in the midst of waiting for that appointment when I bumped into you. And so it's like, well, what can I do in the meantime while I wait for this appointment with this new doctor? And so I didn't really know. I was like, there's not much I can do. And so then when you bumped in, I was like, perfect. I can like figure something else out. But, you know, in between of waiting for that appointment, I really feel like I didn't have any other options. I was kind of lost.
Yeah. Man. So you started working with me and you were one of my last clients that I took one-on-one before I had the course and everything. So it was really fun. So that means like I taught Caitlin everything that's inside of Fertility Framework. There's some new things that's in the course, but you got all the one-on-one teaching, which really means you got everything super customized. So that's one of the reasons I was like, I need to put this in a course. Otherwise, like, I hope I taught you well enough because I made everything so specific to you. You learned FEM. And you learned a lot of different things through hormone coaching. So tell me, like, what were some of your favorite parts of, like, let's start with FEM, and then you can kind of go into some of the lifestyle and hormone stuff.
Yeah, just learning my body's signals and learning the different things that it means and just tracking your cervical mucus just is mind-blowing how much you can learn from your body and what it's doing just from that alone. And I don't know. I feel like I tell all my sisters and all my girlfriends, I'm like, oh my gosh, did you know, you know, X, Y, and Z about your cervical mucus, and when it's doing this, it means that. And like, so I'm just like, oh my gosh, I just want to like shout from the rooftops. Like, okay, I don't know if you watch Love is Blind or not, but there's this girl on there, and her and her, her guy that she's going to marry, they talk about how she's going to, they're struggling with the idea of getting married because he really wants her on birth control and she doesn't want to be on birth control. And he's like, well, I just don't want kids right away, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here like yelling at my TV, like, oh my gosh, there's another way. You don't have to go on the pill. And I just wanted to like yell at this lady through the screen. Like, there's ways, there are so many ways. And it's just, it's so sad to me that our society and like our culture is very much like, they don't know. They don't know how to take care of their body. They don't know how to read their cycles. And so that was probably my favorite thing. It was just like, the lights were like turned on and I was like, oh my gosh, I've had, you know, a cycle, a period since I was 12 years old and I'm just now learning this. Why isn't this in schools?
Yeah. Like, it's literally frustrating. And y'all, I was muted while Caitlin was talking and I was literally like laughing my head off because I want to shout about my cervical mucus from the rooftops and all of your cervical mucus. Oh my goodness. I love it. Yes, yes, and yes. Like, it is frustrating. It's so cool. It's like, oh my gosh, this gift of knowledge is amazing. But it's also so frustrating because literally there's only 3% of women in the world who have learned to chart their cycle. 3%. And that's one of my favorite things. After you have been fully educated, you've had the full 3FEM sessions, I say you are now one of 3% who actually chart their cycle and actually understand what your body is doing. So it was so cool to like watch a transformation of like kind of being in the dark. And then you literally said, and then I came to light. Like, I knew, now I know like what my body should be doing, or at least, and I also know what it's doing. Like, you can tell what's going on now, which is one piece of the equation. And it's a very important piece of the equation that you didn't have at all when you were working with all of the doctors. And, you know, honestly, like they just don't know. Even if you were to move on into the fertility clinics, you would know more about your cycle than they do, because they are also not educated in this. And it's so frustrating, but we just have to remember, I always say, like, bring us back to earth. Like, we have to remember that this knowledge and this information literally was released between the 50s and 80s. 1950s to 1980s. And women's healthcare is like, I think it's like 20 to 30 years behind men's healthcare. And so we're just like really in a slow rate of catching up. I mean, I bet you in 50 years, 70 years from now, this is going to be standard knowledge, but it is just not right now, as Caitlin said. So, okay. So I know, like, we can get really into that. So let's talk about like the lifestyle stuff and like the hormone coaching parts. What were some of your favorite parts of working with me there?
I really liked doing Whole 30, actually. I know you had recommended that I try that, and it did not bring my cycle back, unfortunately, but I really liked the challenge of it. And it really made me look at, okay, what is in my food and what am I putting into my body? And if you've never heard of Whole 30 before, it's very, I don't want to say restrictive. It's very specific in what you can and cannot eat for a whole month, just to basically figure out like what you are and aren't sensitive to in terms of dietary issues. So I really like that challenge and like really looking into like reading the labels on my food. I don't think it's ever taken me so long to go grocery shopping because I was having to look at everything and be like, oh, does this have this additive that I'm not supposed to have? Yes, it does. And then trying to find stuff. And then it was like such a win when you could find something and it has the label like Whole30 approved on it. And you're like, yes, oh my gosh, I can eat this. And I can know that I can feel good about putting this in my body and it's not doing anything terrible to me. So doing that and then just being more conscious of like products that I'm using in terms of like, you know, lotions and soaps and perfumes. And I actually stopped using perfumes unless like very special occasions. I rarely use it, I will admit. But other than that, like, it's it's essential oils now for me, and I feel like a crunchy lady for saying that, but I really do think it has like an impact on your hormones, especially as somebody who's, my hormones are still out of whack. Even now, I'm still trying to get them regular. So I'm like, anything that I can do to help support them in that way, like, I'm on board, I will do it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, control what you can control. What is in my courthouse that I have ability to make choices about, and what do I do with those choices, you know? And so through all of that, you became highly educated on like, hey, here's how these things impact what your hormones are trying to do. And so I know that like the meal planning was hard, especially with you working and all of that. And it's just like this society and this culture, it's not easy, you know, because you have to travel for work. It's not like you're working from home right now. And you know, planning meals around that and grocery shopping can be hard, can be an added challenge. So, but I just like want to affirm you that you've done such an incredible job at learning and doing. That's what we're supposed to do, you know? So you've done awesome.
Thank you.
I know it hasn't been easy.
No, yeah. It was definitely not easy. And I'm so thankful that two of my sisters, when I did Whole30, I was like, I'm going to do this crazy like food challenge for months. You guys want to do it with me? And so that honestly, just having like a support system in place of like my sisters, and I'll be like, hey, what are you guys making for food this week? And they're like, I'm making this and I'm making that. And so I really think like not only having the accountability, but just having somebody else to go through it with you is so impactful in so many ways.
Yeah, definitely. I've been trying to start recommending to my clients, like, hey, have your husband do this with you if he's willing, because it's impacting his sperm quality as well, which is really, really important. So that's another big thing. And having, I'm so glad you had the support. That was awesome. And yeah. So what do you feel like are some, you know, some things that you learned, or what results did you see, or outcomes you saw from applying just like learning how to chart your cycle and learning kind of the different roadmap for ways to live that are different? Like, what outcomes have you seen?
I think, charting, for one thing, really, it's almost kind of like a mindful thing that I do at the end of my day now. It's like, okay, and it kind of helps me reflect and really look back on my day, like, how much sleep did I get? Did I do any exercise today? And it kind of just helps me like break down my day. And so it's journaling without journaling, which I kind of like, I am terrible at journaling. But it was really helpful to see how little things impacted my day-to-day life. And, you know, realizing that when I get a ton of sleep, I function so much better. Like, that sounds silly, but like my cycle overall, I think that's probably one of the biggest things that I noticed is like when I get, it's crazy. If I get like 9 to 10 hours of sleep, my cycle actually and my hormones are actually so much better, and they're more balanced and they're doing what they're supposed to do, versus if I'm only getting like 6 to 7, you know, I notice my body and my cervical mucus, it suffers. And so that was probably one of the biggest things that I learned, is just kind of like an aha moment of like, wow, really? Like, just getting more sleep, like just that piece alone can really make such a big difference.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I'm so proud of you, because like, you know yourself so well. And that's what I love, like trying to teach women like you how to like know yourself and start making connections and dots of like, hey, this might actually be impacting this, you know? And so for you in particular with the sleep, like, yeah, I mean, it's huge and it's insane how I'm so proud of you for recognizing like, oh, when I was getting a lot less sleep, it literally impacted my cervical mucus. It's impacting my hormones. It's impacting my body trying to ovulate. And like something as simple as that, isn't that, it's crazy. And so it's just one of those things where sometimes, like, I just want to remind everyone on here, you might be hearing all this and be like, oh, that's cool, good for her. But like, she did it. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes like just those habits and understanding, like obviously being educated in, hey, here's how this habit impacts your hormones. Like, you can be educated in it, but if you don't do anything about it, it's not going to do anything for you. And so I'm proud of you, Caitlin, because you're someone who became educated and you did. You got the discipline to sleep more, which isn't always easy as a working woman, you know, and a wife. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you have to have discipline.
Yeah.
You and your spouse have to work together so you can get to bed at a decent hour. And, you know, you still want to Sabbath with the Lord. You still want to spend time with the Lord. And so like, it's not easy to do those things, but it is really, really important. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what would you say to someone who was in your shoes at Costco, just kind of like in the dark, didn't know anything. They don't really have any options. What would you say to them about jumping into fertility framework and finding answers there? And they're kind of on the fence.
I would say, do it. You have nothing to lose. If anything, like even if you don't see, you know, the results that you're wanting right away, i.e. getting pregnant or avoiding pregnancy, you're learning about your body. You're learning to be a good steward of the gift that God has given you of your hormones and your fertility, and to be able to understand that and track it and kind of figure out the puzzle of what your body's doing and when it's doing it is so beautiful. And I don't think it's really sad. Like I said, I want to shout it from the rooftops. It's really sad that a lot of women don't know how to track it. And so, yeah, I'd say do it. Jump in. I don't think that you will ever regret learning more about this gift of womanhood that God's given us.
That's so sweet. I love that. I like how you said the puzzle. It really is a puzzle.
Yes.
And it's a different puzzle for every single woman. It really mm-hmm. is. So figuring out your puzzle and putting the pieces together so it works together. I'm going to steal that analogy because that was really good.
Thanks.
That was good. No, thank you for the kind words and just the encouragement and everything, because it is so important that we can figure it out. And we are just praying over you. I was encouraging Caitlin before we started recording of like, sometimes it can take like a hot minute of doing these changes and doing these things. Like sometimes it only takes a couple months or 1 month or like, and people get pregnant and it's like awesome. You know, sometimes it takes like 4 to 6 months. You know, and you know, you want to stay diligent in that. It just depends on, I'm going to go back to it, on your puzzle and your puzzle piece and your history and your cycle history. And like, what kind of birth control were you on? How long were you on it? Like, what's your stress level like? What kind of job are you in? Like, what's your house environment? Like, everything is so different and so unique. And so for everyone, like your story is going to be different and unique, and it can take some time. And sometimes it's not, you know, like sometimes you do all the things. You do all the things and you do it for like a really, really long time, like a year or 2 years, you know? And then at that point, you just have to really sit with the Lord and be like, okay, Lord, I've been doing my due diligence. I took Becca's course. I have gone to the good doctor who understands my body, who actually knows how to read my chart. And God, we're still here. So what do we do? You know, and I just recorded an episode. I think I'm airing it before yours, Caitlin. So this will be really good. So you guys go back and listen to, I guess this would be go back and listen to Monday's episode, just for this like biblical encouragement of remember, this is not our home. Mm. You know, like I think it's like, and this is for you, Caitlin, of like, don't get stuck in this mindset. And you're honestly so good at just submitting things to the Lord and being in trust with Him, but don't stay stuck spiritually here in feeling like losing hope, you know, because you are actually in such a beautiful season where God is maturing you in your faith to become more like Him. And so you might be looking over at other women who are having babies and being pregnant, and you might be looking at them being like, God, why not me? Like, why not me? Like, you've given me this desire. Why not me? And He's looking at you and He's doing possibly even a more beautiful work in you right now, right now. And so don't forget that. And when you are in heaven with whatever the rest of your life turns out like, whatever he gives or does not give, when you are in heaven, he's going to look at you and your perseverance and your faith in him in this trial, and he's going to reward you so richly. Like, you can't even fathom how much he's going to reward your faith in him. And so I just want to encourage you in that. Continue to fight the good fight and continue to shout things from the rooftops. Like, I can see it in you now. Like, you are becoming a spokesperson and an advocate for how he designed woman, and you have a big testimony, and it's going to become greater and greater. So I just want to encourage you in that.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's so beautiful. Y'all, if you don't even sign up for Fertility Framework for the info, you sign up for Becca, because like that, oh, that gave me chills. Thank you so much. Like, she is so good at praying for me and encouraging me in such a specific way that it's like, I feel like God's talking to me through her sometimes, and whew, I just love it. So thank you so much.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit is alive and active. And a lot of times on these episodes, it is just him, you know? So it is, I give all credit to him. There's times when he just takes over.
Love that. So,
all right. I love it. Well, Caitlin, thank you so much for sharing your testimony. I'm going to pray over you and over all our friends that are listening. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for Caitlin's boldness and her faith and her being so willing to come and share her testimony. And Lord, I just pray you would richly reward her for that, whether it be here or whether it be in heaven. I pray you would give her and any listener who is just like, oh man, I'm in Caitlin's shoes. I just pray that you would give them encouragement, Father, and help them to have an eternal perspective and an eternal mindset, and that you would just refine their faith in you to press forward, to persevere, and to not lose hope, and to be overcome with joy that they are redeemed by Jesus Christ, regardless of their circumstances. And Lord, with that said, I just pray an absolute healing over Caitlin. I pray an absolute healing over the woman listening who just has this big desire to be a mother, to add another child to their family, Lord. God, I just pray for healing. I pray for restoration. I thank you for Caitlin and her diligence in charting and for what we have learned about her body through it. And I pray you would give her perseverance and endurance in the lifestyle changes she's made, and that she would hang on to those for the rest of her life, and her husband would be supportive, and they would be unified in their minds and hearts together in this, Lord. And I just pray for peace for her. And God, ultimately, I just pray for a healthy baby, healthy delivery. And we just pray these things in the wonderful, mighty, awesome, powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Was that not awesome? Caitlin, you are so great. And so my friend who is listening, I just want to know, like, if you have been in Caitlin's shoes and you've been told by doctors that your next step to being able to get pregnant is to go to those fertility clinics, and you just feel unsettled, like, it's really similar to Caitlin. Your heart is unsettled, and you have a desire to understand why getting pregnant isn't happening, and you just want to be able to, like Caitlin said, do the things naturally that you can, that's in your courthouse and in your control, to be able to do to support your fertility, and you want to know what those answers are. Caitlin's story is like I said, it can be common, you know, to go to the doctors and to be told, like, okay, well, do this and then get on birth control. Okay, now get off birth control and then try to get pregnant for a year. And then you can go to the fertility clinic, and it's going to be a long wait, and they're going to prescribe you these medications. So if you want to go that route, like do it, you know, if you feel like that's for you. But if it's not for you, I know, like, it can feel hopeless and disheartening and frustrating, and you really just want to know what's going on and what you can do to help it. So again, I'm here to be the pesky sister in your ear to tell you that, like, you can get answers, and you can figure out what's going on with your cycle, and you can understand how to support your cycle and your body. Like I said, everyone is a different puzzle, right? Like, everyone's cycle, everyone's history, everyone's situation it looks different. But you can figure out what that is for you and how to support it. Like, what is the right way to put this puzzle piece together? And so I have literally laid everything out for you guys from a biblical mindset. I call it like it is a spirit, Holy Spirit made and led course to be able to understand what your body is telling you through these fertility awareness methods and through FEM in particular, F-E-M-M. FEM stands for Fertility Education and Medical Management. You get the full education inside of the course. You get a full Bible study studying women and their breakthrough moments with God and their fertility in the Bible. And just being encouraged by that, because I think that's so important. There's a lot of places you guys can go to get help with your cycle and understanding it and get help with supporting it, even naturally. But like, there's not a lot of places to go where you can also do this from a biblical and a spirit-led place. And that's where just the Lord really set it on my heart to design this course to be very spirit-led. So I present you with the information and then you go have a conference with God about what He's asking and prompting you to do. Because ultimately He is your doctor. He is the doctor, the healer that we need to go to take new knowledge and take new information and education that we learn and ask Him for discernment on what we need to do with it. And that is what you learn to do inside of that course. You get the answers for what to do in your different cycle phases and with your particular history and situation, and you take it to the Lord and are directed by Him, which I think is so important. So if that is tugging at your heartstrings and you're really interested and want to learn more, I want you to come right now to BeccaYon.com/course and see if this is the path that you have been asking God to show you. And I hope and pray that it is. And I would love to get to know you and support you and help you figure out what's going on. So you guys be blessed and I'll see you next time. Okay, girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts? Literally just pause this, scroll on down, click write a review, and I promise it'll take 2 seconds, well, maybe like 25 seconds, and it would bless me so much to see what you thought about this episode and to hear your feedback. And also, if you could share this in a quick text message to the friend or family member that you were thinking of while listening to this episode, that would be awesome. It just lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you and other people. And girl, I pray that your progesterone is awesome. I'll meet you back next Thursday for another episode. Have a blessed day.